You're listening to SBS News.
It's one of Australia's hottest and driest towns, but a once-in-a-decade summer downpour has transformed Unadatta's arid landscape, cutting it off from the rest of the country. Unadatta's well-known pink roadhouse has become the town's only source of supplies. But food has nearly run out, and locals like Carmen Amos are feeling nervous.
We need to send a plane out here with a lot of food to help us out here, but we're in a remote area where we cannot go in and come back in here, like go out and come in.
Pink Roadhouse owner Jen Matthews says providing for a town of 130 people isn't easy when the only access is via plane. She and her husband Peter have resorted to using their own aircraft to bring in basic stock from nearby Coober Pedy.
Otherwise, we wouldn't have had any fresh fruit and vegetables. So nobody's come near us. Nobody's bothered about us. We feel we've been forgotten.
But now there is a sign of support from the skies. The Royal Flying Doctor Service has touched down after scheduling a special detour to Unadatta to deliver critical supplies. Relieved residents arrived to help unload the 250 kilograms of fresh food and essential goods. Sergeant Zahir McKenzie says the delivery is life-saving for the community.
Fresh food, we can't get it probably for the next week or two with the roads, the conditions how they are at the moment. And having this sort of service that the Flying Doctor has done is magnificent, and it's going to really help the community with their stress levels for the last couple of weeks, I suppose, with the rain we've had.
It's a welcome relief after a long wait. But locals say this is only a temporary fix and have called on the Premier for dedicated government assistance. South Australia's Premier Stephen Marshall says the State Emergency Service has handled the circumstances well, insisting food security and access to medicine is a priority.
I think it's a good question, but the answer is no. Obviously, the State Emergency Service looked at that issue. They found that the most important area to restock was Coober Pedy because, of course, Unadatta wasn't cut off from Coober Pedy so that people could go down, and that was the hub for supplies. Look, it hasn't been ideal, but it's been a very difficult situation with the floodwaters.
But Jen Matthews says it's not that simple.
The government just said that the shelves are full down there and we can go and get it, but we can't. Our roads are still closed and impassable, so there's no way we can get it unless they do it by plane.
It's unclear how long the community will remain isolated. There's still hundreds of millimetres of water on the only road out of town. While they wait for the waters to recede, stranded traveller Alison Tobias and her three children from Melbourne say the extended stay has been a blessing in disguise.
It's been amazing. We've all learned so much. We never realised there was so much culture, just the desert, the travels, the people. It's been completely eye-opening.
A temporary disruption for some, but for the rest of the community, it'll be some time before life returns to normal. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.